On June 28, 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, the heir to the Austrian throne, his wife Sophie, was on a tour of the Austrian command in Bosnia, and they're driving through Sarajevo. And of course, everybody remembers what happens next. After a failed attempt to kill him by throwing a grenade, a bomb, which it was thrown at the wrong car, he goes down the end of the street, reports the incident to local officials, gets back in the car, drives right back down the same street, show everybody that he's not afraid, turns the corner, and there's Gavrilo Princip, who unloads his pistol. One shot into the wife, one shot into the Archduke, and several into the car. And poor old Archduke is killed, and it begins the domino effect of causes that lead to, you know, World War One. What most people are unaware of is the car in which he was riding, which was an Austrian-made heavy-duty touring car. I mean, we're not talking about cars that are made out of the kind of material we have today, where a very large pregnant sparrow can fall on your vehicle and total your car because it's so sensitive to dent. We're talking about something that is a big engine, heavy steel, made to last. Of course, after the bullet holes are repaired, it's purchased by an Austrian general who kept it for a while and then lost his command and went insane. This car was then sold to a captain who killed himself and two Croatian peasants in an automobile accident. The car then went to the governor of Yugoslavia, who lost an arm in one of the four accidents he had in this vehicle. Now you're going, why do they keep repairing it? Remember, there's no required seat belts. There aren't any safety deals. It's an open touring car. So when you hit something, what tends to happen is you get thrown completely out of the vehicle, into the wall, into the tree, onto the road, and what have you. Hitting someone, of course, would be, you know, pretty much kill them as well, but it's the openness of the vehicle. If you look at some of the documentary footage of early racing, even though they're only doing 35 or 40 miles an hour, that car turns over. The guys are just spilled out onto the road. It's almost like chariot racing, you know. You've got to dodge the other cars if there are people close enough to you. Anyway, back to our Austrian version of Christine. Next person after the governor of Yugoslavia was a doctor who bought it. Well, he lasted 6 months before killing himself in an accident. Still, we keep finding people willing to take a chance. A jeweler buys it, but evidently he didn't have much luck either because he commits suicide the very next year. Again, a doctor buys it. He goes bankrupt. Then a Swiss race car driver buys it. Now, here's a guy who drives it into the wall, into a wall, and doesn't survive. Obviously, the vehicle is then going to be repaired, kept. Next, a wealthy farmer never made it around the bend and killed himself. And finally, the last owner is a garage proprietor who, you know, obviously restored the car, fixed it up, and crashed while driving to a friend's wedding, killing himself and his four passengers. At this point, the Austrian government decided that, you know, let's take it off the road and put it in a museum. And that is where it sits today. It's in one of the Austrian museums in Vienna, where you can see the vehicle. You know, a lot of vehicles throughout history. Obviously, the Smithsonian probably has the Kennedy car. At one point, the car that Bonnie and Clyde were killed in was owned by a member of the drug cartel. So cars have a tendency to survive, but this one truly was the car of death. Good old Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand. A good book on this topic, not the car, but on the Archduke and his assassination, is a book by Lavender Cassels, Cassels. It's entitled The Archduke and the Assassin. It's the whole background of the story. It talks about all of the other characters. There are more people involved than just Gavrilo Princip. And the whole background to the Union or Death, which is the assassination group, the terrorist group that that went after him is really found in that. There was also a little documentary on cars that blurbed by on the History Channel a couple of months ago, and they did a short little thing on the Archduke's car and its construction, original construction, and some other things. So there are some interesting material that's out there. It's just a little hard to come up with sometimes.